Well, back in Memphis, getting ready for Game 2, the Missions and the Redbirds, and we're visiting with the Missions hitting coach, Al LaBeouf, who's spent a long time in this game of baseball. And we were talking before we went on, there's an interesting article by Joe LaMeyer in the New York Times talking about some teams, how they're changing batting practice. You know, traditionally, since baseball started, I guess 1800s, the traditional batting practice, everybody does it. Memphis is out there right now doing it. And he's talking about in this article here about how a lot of teams, or at least some teams, are now kind of getting away from traditional batting practice, and they're using high-speed pitching machines. They're moving the L screen in to try to better replicate what you're going to see in a game. You don't see a lot of teams doing it, but you tell me, that's something you've done for a long time.
Yeah, it's something that we I started way back in the Phillies, and I actually got it from a guy by the name of Dave Cash, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the day. And the Pirates, during their years, they did it quite frequently. And, you know, the game's ever-evolving, and I think any time you can simulate game action, I think you're going to be better prepared than the other guy.
It would certainly make sense. So the question would be, why do most teams still take traditional batting practice where, you know, they're throwing it down the middle at whatever, 50, 60 miles an hour?
I can't answer that question. I mean, there's a lot of things that are, you know, like I said, the game is changing. You know, some people believe in it, some people don't. For me personally, I think the ones that don't believe are going to be left behind. So
yeah,
you have to evolve.
That's true. Well, I do know that certain hitters, especially if you're a guy like a National League game where you might pinch hit, I've heard of hitters going down in the cage and cranking up the machine and trying to see some, you know, to like maybe 100, 120 miles an hour. So I guess is that fairly common for a lot of guys still?
I don't know about, I would venture to say yes. I mean, for us, we're pretty lucky in San Antonio where our batting cages are right off our dugout. So about the fourth inning, what I'll do is the guys that are on the bench in a National League game, I'll take them down there and I'll put the L screen maybe 10 feet, 15 feet in front of them and crank it up. And so when they, you know, and throw and they get loose and stuff like that. So when they have their at bat, they're at least ready for velocity.
Right. Chatting with Al LaBeouf, the hitting coach of the Mission. So, like, when the team's taking batting practice and you're standing there watching guys in the cage, what are some of the things you're actually looking for during that hour or so?
Well, batting practice on the field, I really don't. Personally, I don't pay. I pay attention, but I don't. It's not a time to make adjustments. You make all your adjustments and the feels that you need to give each guy in the cage when they do their pregame work, whether it's tee or side toss, front toss, overhand short toss, because that's where you actually refine, put your body on a consistent basis. Pitch by pitch, you can do replicate that in there. So then when you come out here, it's all about getting a feel for the backdrop and how the field plays and the, you know, because all fields are different. But the bottom line is no matter whether you're practicing in a batting cage or on the field taking batting practice, it's all about swinging at strikes and squaring up the ball, and that's the name of the game.
Yeah. It sounds so easy, but we all know it's so difficult to do. Okay, so you mentioned some other drills, and I know we probably have people who have kids who are, you know, in Little League or maybe high school. The different drills you can do, the soft toss, the working off a tee, what are the benefits of each? Because I'm sure each one has its own method or whatever. You know, you're trying to get certain things out of each drill like that.
Well, the batting tee is a great resource to develop feels for the hitter. You know, for example, if a guy is having a tough time coming around the ball, you know, he's way out in front of the ball, what you do is you'll back the ball up and put it in the inside part of home plate on the tee about thigh high, belt high, and have him try to drive the ball to the off field. And then whether it's if he's having trouble with the outside pitch, you kind of, the tee is a very, very, very valuable teaching tool as far as I'm concerned. I know there are people that don't like it because the ball is stationary, but if you understand that it's all about developing feels for the hitter, what he needs to do when that ball is moving, I think it's, if used properly, it's a very, very valuable tool. And front toss and side angle toss, you can do variation of that. You know, the traditional one is straight on, where the ball is coming like the pitcher, but mm-hmm. you can also go to the same side as the hitter. So if it's a right-handed hitter, the L screen will be on the left-hand side, and you're throwing the ball across to him.
Okay.
So what that does is that gives him a better direction, and he can't fly off the ball with his upper half. So it kind of gets him in a position where it forces him to use the middle of the field to keep the bat going through the hitting area. So like I said, I mean, all drills are not for all players. Right. I think the beauty of the game is trying to figure out the individual and mm-hmm. apply specific feels for them so they can be successful on a everyday basis.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, I want to talk to you about hitting and the shift, because I don't know if the shift is ever going away. I know Commissioner Rod Manfred has mentioned they might look into it. I'm not sure how they would do it. The easy answer is to say, well, hitters just ought to learn to go the other way. I realize it's not quite that easy, because hitting a baseball is not the easiest thing in the world to do. But do you think hitters, you know, major league hitters, do they put in enough time trying to do that, like in pregame work?
I think when the shift first came out, I don't think they did, for the simple reason. I think they're, you know, we all have egos, you know what I mean? So, you're going to shift me, I'm going to hit it right through it. But I think over time, what you're finding is that guys that can handle the bat are able to do it, are trying to do it more so. Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much early in counts, but like when they're behind in counts with two strikes and stuff like that, I think the thought of doing it is more in their mind than it ever has been.
Right. And we don't see, and I guess you don't see a lot of players bunting in the game the way it's played nowadays anyway, but you think you got one guy on one side of the field, the easiest thing to do is lay down a bunt. I mean, how are they going to get you out?
Well, the thing about it, but unfortunately, the batting average in today's game is a stat that's kind of fallen by the wayside. Mm-hmm. It's all about OPS and, you know, extra base hits and stuff like that. And, you know, but quite frankly, every once in a while, when there's nobody over there and you bunt the ball hard to get it to the outfield, there's a pretty good shot you're going to get a double anyway. You know what I mean? But, again, bunting, lost art in the game. It's not as easy as it looks.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I think guys think about it more so now? I'd have to say yes.
Yeah. I'll let you get going. I appreciate the time. Good insight. Have a pleasant evening. Let's hope for a W.
We're going to do our best.
There you go. Al LaBeouf, Mission's hitting coach, and we'll be back with more from Memphis in just a moment.